It's Inside Agriculture time now. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you so much for being here, for sticking around. Every morning, Monday through Friday, we take care of business here. Ag business, that is. Nothing new to report in the last 24 hours regarding the preliminary approval for a framework for a U.S.-China trade deal. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he expects China won't impose export controls on rare earth mineral exports, and the U.S. won't impose 100% tariffs on China. During separate interviews Sunday, Bessent said trade negotiations with China have gone very well. The talks were in anticipation of President Trump's meeting with Chinese Premier Xi Jinping this week. Bessent said, "President Trump gave me maximum leverage when he threatened 100% tariffs if the Chinese put their export controls on rare earth minerals in place." Bessent said, "Because that's likely been averted," he said the tariffs will be postponed as well. But the announcement of a series of trade deals and frameworks with several Asian countries, some of which include new market access for U.S. ethanol. The deals include additional opportunities for corn and corn products, distillers' dried grains with solubles. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says it's good news for corn growers. Eliminating tariffs on ethanol exports to Malaysia and Cambodia will boost demand. The announced frameworks with Thailand and Vietnam also hold promise. Meantime, the American Soybean Association applauded reports of progress in U.S. negotiations with China. ASA, encouraged by Treasury Secretary Bessent's comments on productive trade talks with China, was the words from the response by President Caleb Ragland. Signs of purchase commitments are positive steps, and we look forward to learning more details about the possibilities later this week. ASA hopes negotiators keep American soybeans at the center of the trade discussions. Using the Kansas City Federal Reserve's farm loan summary data, the economists at Agricultural Economic Insights measured how much it costs to borrow $1,000 for farm machinery. For the first half of 2025, the cost was $154 for every $1,000 borrowed. That's 15.4%. Going back to 1977, producers have never spent this much to finance $1,000 of farm equipment debt. In recent years, the measure was approximately $135, or 1.3% in 2024 and 23. In 2022, the expense was $100, or 1%, and only $79 in 2021. Maybe surprising, as it doesn't align with the 1980s. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.